Welcome to the sixth episode of Cammy Sweetheart. In this episode, I finally want to address all of the social media drama that occurred earlier this year. First, I want to start off by saying, I actually used to have an Instagram back when I would say, I think I got Instagram at like 11 or 12 and I kept it for like a year or two. And I actually deleted it because I feel like I got too caught up in like how many followers I had and comparing myself to other people. And I just felt like it wasn't good for my mental health. So I deleted Instagram. And then I had just like Snapchat still, and that was pretty much all I would like use, and I didn't post on that much, so I really wasn't just big on social media. I'm more of a live in the moment type of person, and I don't really share a lot of my life. Like, it's just like either you know me and you know you know the details of my life or you don't. So yeah, I just wanted to say that real quick. But, yeah, so I made an Instagram beginning of the year, and I just felt like it was time to make another one, kind of like reintroduce myself. And, you know, like I was about to finish my last semester of college and, you know, nursing school, and I just feel like I had so much to be proud of, and I just felt like it was time. So, of course, I made the Instagram, and it started off really good. It started off good, and I was posting a lot of like motivational, inspirational type things, you know, just like giving insight into my life. And what was weird to me, and I didn't think much of it to begin with, but it was a lot of like fake pages, like watching me, like, you know, a lot of like spam and stuff, pages like following me. And then eventually it led up to, and this is, it's really two things that like set it off, like as far as like all the drama and stuff that happened. But for starters, I received a direct message from someone claiming that they wanted to be my sugar daddy, and this person went into detail about living in Florida and, you know, this and that. And so they were like, oh, well, like, I want to send you money. So, of course, I'm going to go along with it, you know. So I go along with it. And eventually it comes down to, what's your Cash App? I'm going to send you the money. So then I'm like, but it's not like showing up, you know, like he sent basically a picture that was photoshopped that said that the money was pending to me, like he had sent it. And I'm like, well, it's not showing up. And then he's like, oh, well, you have to send me money because of, he claimed it had something to do with like the company that he worked for. And in the back of my mind, like, I know that's the scam, like the Cash App scam, is that once I send him money, like he's going to clear my account out. So I just was kind of like, okay, no worries. Like I didn't do too much on it, but like the thing about it that was so like suspect was like this person was following, had zero followers, but they were following like four of the same people that I was following. So, after that, it kind of occurred to me, like, that's probably somebody that I know that tried to scam me. And even, like, all the other pages that were, like, watching me, like, I just am, like, were they potentially trying to scam me too? Like, it just really was like, okay, that's strange. So then, another thing that happened was that, I had posted about Percocet, and essentially I know people that use that, particular drug, and, you know, I really just wanted to spread awareness on it, because depending on how much is being used, like, the side effects are very serious. And as I had talked about, like, you know, that is something that is used for pain, severe pain. And I just feel like it's just not smart to be taking that, like, recreationally. And I just feel like it's very normalized, you know, in songs and things like that. So that kind of just, like, inspired me. I just wanted to, like, spread awareness on the side effects of what that does to the body. And one of my old friends actually took offense to what I said, because I talked about how, like, I know if someone is using drugs, because I've seen it with my own eyes, you know, like, the signs, they are there, and there's always just something off. So I went into detail about how this is, like, how I know that someone is using drugs. And it was a combination of things that I've seen that made me say that. Now, this person took offense to that, and then that proceeded to, I had a conversation with this person, and she did not let me talk. She completely cut me off, completely denied that she was using, which I know for a fact she was, but that's not the point. The point was that I started off asking if she needed help. She didn't respond to that. That's what she won't tell you, but she didn't respond. Then I spoke to another friend asking about her, not even a friend, just someone that I guess we used to be friends, but eventually that led to us all getting on the phone, and I'm thinking, like, this is going to be like a for real conversation. And it was not that. So I, you know, I did get upset, because it's like, you know, I really did come from a place of love, you know, like, I decided to post what I posted about Percocet, because it's like, at the end of the day, I knew she was watching. And it wasn't really like, you know, I didn't start off, like, just calling out names and stuff like that. Like, and I never wanted it to get that far. But it's like, and keep in mind, like, it wasn't just about one person. And, you know, now I can see, like, how that could have been hurtful. But I really just wanted it to be, like, I really just wanted to put the facts out there. Like, that's really all it comes down to. So, yeah, after we got into, like, that, like, argument, then it's like one of her friends is DMing me talking about, how are you going so hard for someone you don't know, and this and this. So now it's like, okay, now you're getting other people involved. You're going to spin whatever narrative you want, make it seem like I'm just crazy, and you're reporting me to police. Like, it just went completely left. Like, it was just blown out of proportion. So now it's just like, well, I quite literally took it to hell. And it's just like, honestly, I've never been so angry in my life. I've never been so angry, because it's like, literally, I just felt like I was being taken out of my character. I didn't like that I was being painted a certain way. So, yeah, unfortunately, I did disclose personal details of her life and, you know, some life decisions she's made and, you know, things of that nature. And I'm not proud of it, but it was in the moment and I was very, very angry. And then that led to me, talking about two of my family members and, you know, posting about them, which honestly, like, looking back on it now, I cannot truly say, like, why I did that and what caused me to do that, because it was completely, like, it just kind of came out of left field. But honestly, like, I let a lot of, I held a lot of things in and I didn't address things, and, you know, I was treated differently by these particular family members, and I just felt like I wanted to just call them out. I don't know why, but at the time, that's what I wanted to do. And so, yeah, that wasn't the best decision. Definitely not the best decision. But yeah, that attracted a lot of attention. But, like, keep in mind, I had all of, like, 67. I don't think I've had more than, like, 67 followers. So, and my page was, like, private, like, once all this stuff started going down, because people were coming to my page watching, you know, trying to see what's going on, and I just wasn't feeling that. So I made my page private. So anything, and the people that, like, I was, you know, following and stuff, like, were people that I had some sort of relationship. I wasn't really, like, following people that I didn't know or anything like that. So, but yeah, anything that was, like, getting out, it's just, like, by word of mouth, from other people. I was posted on Facebook, which I've already talked about this, but, I was posted on Facebook by somebody that, was following me, and it was about a post that I made about, East St. Louis, and just, I was just saying, like, East St. Louis used to be a beautiful place. And I said something along the lines of, nobody wants to scam because, or, nobody wants to work hard because they can scam. And this was, like, off of, you know, the scammer situation that I talked about earlier. And, you know, this person clearly lacked reading comprehension skills, because I was never blaming scamming on East St. Louis. That's what she basically was saying, is that I was blaming East St. Louis for, like, why do people always blame bad stuff that happens on East St. Louis, blah, blah, blah. Most of the scammers in Belleville and stuff, she was saying like that. But yeah, so that's one of the things I posted that got posted on Facebook. I got people texting me saying I woke the city up and stuff like that. And then it's just like, I don't know, with the scamming thing, as time went on, I realized how, like, I just realized more people were involved than I originally thought. And how many people like actually do, like, this is what people do. Seriously, this is what people do. You scamming people, you know, tried to scam me. And I'm like, literally, I truly believe that was somebody I knew. I have my thoughts on who I think that was. And I've talked about it like on my Instagram and stuff, but I do believe one of my old friends tried to scam me. I truly do, but I can't confirm that. But yeah, and then it's like people were, and I would tell certain people like, oh, this is what happened. Like this person tried to scam me. Somebody's like, oh no, you tripping. And that, like, stuff like that is what caused me to keep, like, posting about it. And it made me angry because it's like, no, I'm not tripping. And I know I wasn't tripping, but it's like, okay, block. Anytime somebody thought they were going to, like, step to me or anything like that, it's like, you're blocked. You're blocked. I unfollowed a lot of people just off the strength of, like, some of it wasn't personal. Like, there were a few people that followed me that I didn't know. So, like, no offense. But it's like, this is stuff that is a little more personal. So, I was, you know, unfollow people that I didn't know. I unfollow people that I feel like you're not really interacting with nothing I'm posting. You're not commenting on nothing. You're not really, like, checking on me. You're not, like, I don't know, like anything I just like had to question, or like some people it's just like by association, like you might associate with certain people, so you got unfollowed. So I went down, I think I like had like 20 followers after I got done, because I just felt like I couldn't really trust anything. And yeah, like I realized, like, I definitely made some people mad and went after people that I probably shouldn't have. So I just feel like I couldn't be too careful at that point. So yeah, so that was that. And you know, honestly, the timing of this all was terrible, because this was like right before I was supposed to go back to school. It was right before I was supposed to go back to school. And I ended up going back a little later because I was so anxious. Like I felt like I just couldn't relax. I couldn't calm down. My blood pressure was running like 150. Over like 80 something. Like I was like recording it, but it was like running 150 like all the time. It didn't matter if it was after therapy, it didn't matter if I had just got done resting, it didn't matter what it was, like it was running high, and that was worrying me. And then yeah, so my blood pressure was running really high. And then, like, I had gotten my blood sugar checked. It was in the 200s, and I'm not a diabetic, you know. So, like, my body was also off. And this also pretty much cost me most of my friendships. Tried to reconcile those, didn't work out. So I quite literally felt like my life was falling apart, and I felt like it was unfair because I just, and not that I didn't see what I did was like an issue, not that I didn't feel bad about that, you know, but I was trying to right my wrongs, and it's like, I can't take that back. was my whole like thought process on it. So, but yeah, it just like, it was a hard point in my life. And it's just like, I felt like I was trying to do the right thing. But like I said, like I just got out of character because I felt like I was being painted as something that I wasn't, you know, made out to be like the bad person. In all actuality, like I was trying to help and spread awareness. So yeah, I quite literally do kind of, I don't want to say regret, because it kind of was like almost like an outlet for me, sometimes too much. Like I definitely overshared at points, but it just kind of almost became like I couldn't stop. Like I just like always felt like I had something to say. So yeah, I could see where like I went too far with things, but I was angry, and then I just felt like people weren't there in the way that I needed them to be. And sometimes, yeah, they just weren't there in the way I needed them to be. Like, I would get a lot of like, who cares and why does it matter and this and that. And then in hindsight, like I realized that's because like those people were either like involved and they already knew, or they already knew about it, or, you know, like, but to me, I don't know. To me, it was just like a really big deal. To me, it was a big deal. And so, yeah, that's why I think it was so hard for me to like relax and calm down, because it's like, where are the people, you know, the people that I expected to be there weren't there, or they didn't understand. And one of the biggest like lessons I've learned from like all everything that happened was that it doesn't matter. Sometimes it doesn't matter how much you're there for a person, like you just won't get that in return. And that's kind of how I felt. Like I'm just like, it just kind of taught me like, don't give your all to people, you know, don't put all your energy and trust into people, because people let you down. That's what they do. And I was let down by a lot of people in my life. It's a lot of things that happened that I didn't speak on, but it was a hard time for me, you know. And that's why I feel like I was just so angry about everything that was happening, because I knew like the stuff that I was saying was right. I knew that I was right, and I kept getting like confirmation that I was right, but it's like, felt like people weren't listening. And that's, it was tough for me. One thing I can say though is I am happy. Like I was able, me creating Instagram, I forgot to mention this too. Another big reason why I recreated Instagram too is to like reconnect with some of my friends from like the past that, you know, from school and everything. And I was able to do that. And so I'm grateful for that. Of course, I started my podcast. I don't think I would have never like done that if I wouldn't have made like Instagram first. Cause like I realized I really enjoy like writing and stuff like that. So like a lot of things that I was like putting out there, I'm proud of, you know, like I'm proud of like the initial message that I like was putting out there and, you know, some of the things that are like on my page. Now, of course, I went a little too far with some things, but yeah, I feel like I just kind of like found my voice. And I definitely needed that to happen. I used to be very passive, and I just kind of learned to be more assertive, because I've definitely let things like slide that I shouldn't have. I've dealt with things that I shouldn't have just off the strength. I'm just not, that's the thing about it. I'm not normally a confrontational person. That's not my personality at all. So, and anybody can pretty much tell you that. Like, I don't bother anybody. So, I do kind of hate the fact that, like, some people might have that, like, perception of me, because that's not who I am. I just quite literally had a moment, and I was in a different state of mind. I was in a different state of mind, and this was affecting quite literally everything in my life. You know, like I couldn't sleep. Like my sleep patterns were completely off, like thinking about this stuff. And like, I just felt like I had to say like whatever was on my mind, I had to like post about it. And yeah, it just affected everything. I think really it's because I know, really it's one person in particular that I know that's close to me. Just seeing how I felt like it affected him, that was like a big reason why it affected me so much, I would say. But like in the process, I almost like hurt those people at the same time. So that's kind of like a hard pill for me to swallow, because it's like, even though my intention started off good, you know, like, and I never, yeah, even though I felt like, I don't know, it just like my intention started off good, and then I got angry, and then it's like nobody was listening. So I'm like, well, if nobody's gonna listen to me when I try to talk and explain it, then I'm just going to put it on Instagram. Which is so backwards, but that's just what I felt like. That's the only thing I felt like I could do, like, at the time. So, but yeah, I do feel sorry, you know, for hurting people. And I have tried to right my wrongs, you know, like, all I can do is just do better in the future. But I don't want to say I was in a manic state. I wouldn't say quite manic, but I just, like, when you're not sleeping like you should, I've lost weight, you know, I wasn't eating like I should, and it's just like not drinking enough water, like all of those things. Not even, you know, of course it wasn't like purposeful, but it's just like that's kind of how I am sometimes. Like, I just felt like it was all kind of like consuming me. And so you can like pair all those things together, like that does affect your mental. So I just wasn't in my right frame of mind, and that caused me to do things that were, I think I was just, yeah, just like impulsive, like very, very impulsive. So, yeah, that's essentially what happened. Another thing too that was happening was that it's like so many people just like screenshotting my posts and stuff like that, like one thing in particular that I thought it was so funny was that I, during spring break, I wanted to go to Tennessee with someone that I had like reconnected with, and it didn't end up working out. But I remember like this girl and that, like, you know, we were following each other, and I forgot that the person I was supposed to go to Tennessee with was like cool with her or whatever. So that weekend I see her like posting about like being in Nashville, Tennessee, and like twerking all on a story and just like all of that. And I'm like, that's funny. That's really funny. I thought it was quite hilarious, actually. So just like stuff like that, like, I don't know. The internet is a weird, weird place. Because this is the same person that, like, I don't know, like, we had, like, a whole conversation talking about, like, quite a few people had, like, reached out, you know, DM'd me and stuff, and we were just, like, talking about how, like I said, the internet is a weird place, and, you know, just saying, like, you were probably better off just being off, because I, like, you got to keep in mind, pretty much everybody has been on like Instagram since it came out, what, 2013-ish. But I've been off, and I think honestly it was better for my mental health that I just was like off. So all these people that have been on social media for all this time, and I'm just now getting back into it, and I realized how toxic it was. Like, I realized why I deleted it in the first place. And I got people telling me that I should delete it. And I'm like, I quite literally just got it back. I'm not deleting it. Like, I'm not really as active on it anymore, because I've kind of like, I don't know, I'm kind of just back in my like antisocial bubble. Like, that's just naturally who I am. I'm a homebody, I'm antisocial, and I don't care nothing about it. I don't care nothing about it. This is just who I am. It's who I've always been. But yeah, I try. I'm proud of my little creation. I like my page as is. I feel like I'm just proud of like how I made it my own. But yeah, I'm not really into posting anymore. Part of me is kind of just like, wow. Like, I just kind of have like flashbacks sometimes of some of the stuff that I said and posted, and I don't know why. Like, I'm, like I said, I'm not normally, I'm very private, which was like just kind of crazy seeing some of the stuff that I posted, because it was very out of the ordinary for me. But like I said, it was just a lot going on at the time, and that was my way, that was my outlet, that was my way of dealing with it. Because I just didn't really have the support around me that I would have liked. So just posted about it. But so yeah, overall, that was my
take on all the social media drama that happened. Had to take a step back from it, and I'm just focusing on myself, trying to get back to myself, because this year has been very traumatic for me for a lot of reasons. I feel like I relived a lot of my past trauma. And it's hard because, like, part of my message before was that I was, like, healed from the trauma. And then I, like, relived it. I experienced some more traumatic events earlier this year. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of working on healing from that and trying to just forgive myself for what happened, because, you know, like, now I have more time to, like, actually think about it. And I do, like I said, I do feel bad. But, you know, that wasn't me. Like, I don't know who that person was, but that was not me. That's not, like, my typical behavior, and that's not how I act. So, yeah, we are just going to leave that person in the past. And yeah, but I did want to finally address that situation, because I knew I wanted to at some point, but when I was ready, and I feel like it's been months now, so it was a good time to address it. But definitely, like I said, just learn to just not really depend on people. Not that I ever do, but, you know, just, you just can't really expect much from people, because, man, it's some people that I thought, like, would be in my life forever that they no longer are, and I just have to accept that and, yeah. So, it's definitely been a journey, but I'm just focused on me right now, my career, and really anything that makes me happy. So, yeah. Don't want to ever, like, put out that type of negativity anymore. So if I'm feeling that, then I'm just kind of gonna be off the media. That's why, like, now I just kind of have been off, because I'm not really feeling it anymore. I'm just kind of back to, like, my norm of not really posting, because I'm just, yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode. Next episode will be out on October 19th.